So today we're going to talk about it's in Yana Diyama, because between Parshas Bereishis and Parshas Noach, the inyan of being a vegetarian, is it a maila in Judaism? Is it chisaron in Judaism? Is that something that we would look proudly upon or frown upon? So here's a Gemara in Masech Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav, Adam Arishon lo hutar lo basar la achila. Adam Arishon was not allowed to eat meat. Tchsev lachem yeli achla lekol chayas haaretz velo chayas haaretz lachem. You're allowed to eat fruits, and the animals are allowed to eat fruits, but you're not allowed to eat animals. But once Bnei Noach came along, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matir eating of meat. He said the meat now becomes just like vegetables. Same way you're allowed to eat vegetables, you're now allowed to eat meat. You're now allowed to eat meat. So the question is, that dealt with by Rishonim and Achronim, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu change the din? Why is it that Adam Rishon originally was not permitted to eat meat, and then it became mutter? So the Ramban writes that originally the animals were on a higher level, but once Hishchis Chol Basar is Darko Ala Aretz, right before the Mabul, so they were only saved because of Noach, and their level deteriorated to the point that we're allowed to eat them. The difference between the level of man and the level of animal is so great that we're allowed to eat them. The Malbim, however, says that before the Mabul, the produce of the land itself was so rich in nutrients that we didn't need any more nourishment. After the Mabul, it sort of it took away so much from the earth that we need more in terms of our nourishment, and therefore vegetables weren't enough, so we need meat to stay healthy as well. That's how the Malbim understands. How do we explain the Yisra of Avraham and Achai if it was usher to eat any meat? Meaning, if anyway it was usher to eat meat, so what was the Yisra of Avraham and Achai then? Now let he eat anything. So the Tosfos Masechet Sanhedrin Daf and Vavim Beis explains that it was only usher to eat meat if we killed the animal, but it was mutter to eat meat of an animal that died on its own. Avraham and Achai was forbidden even if the limb fell off on its own. So that's how you understand Avraham and Achai. But very often, when we're talking about someone being a vegetarian, there are two separate reasons why one might be motivated to do so. There are some that are motivated by health reasons. Eating certainly red meat is could be extremely unhealthy, and certainly people with heart conditions and the like. So some try to avoid it, even though in the mid 20th century they thought that that was like the healthiest thing in the world. But now we know better. We know certain things that we thought used to be like eggs and meat, like that was a good diet. So it's no longer a good diet. So some are motivated by health reasons, and some are motivated by compassion. Compassion for animals, that how can we eat something that's a living being? So the Gemara in Bamitzia Daf Pehe tells us that Ahu Egla Davu Kamamtu Le L'Shchita, there was a calf that was ready to be shechted, also Talya L'Reisha B'Kanfei the Rebbe, and V'Kabachi, and the calf, this baby cow, sort of like rubbed its head into Rebbe a little bit and started to cry. So Amar Lei Zil L'Kach Nutzartis, Rebbe's like, animal, you're here to be shechted. What do you mean? That's why God put you on this earth. Stop crying already. Man up. You're supposed to be shechted. So Amar, Amri, Hol V'lokom Arachim, Leisor Le'Yisurim. So because he didn't have Rachmanos on the animal, various Yisurim came until he was able to demonstrate in another context that he did have Rachmanos. So the indication is that slaughtering for some indicates some lack of compassion. So the Marsha over there writes, unbelievable, that the cruelty was in slaughtering it at such a young age. We only say it's sof behem l'shchita, that an animal ultimately is supposed to be shechted, but not at so young an age. It was an egel, it was a little baby calf. L'chora, according to that marsha, you'd be allowed to eat meat, but eating veal, l'chora, that'll be another add to the list of the problems with eating veal, the Hilchos Treifos problems and the Tzar Bali Chaim problems. L'chora, according to that marsha, veal would be an issue for that reason as well. But anyway, the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tafnun Aleph says that the reason shechita is done with a sharp knife at the neck is to save the animal from cruelty, because the Torah doesn't condone needless cruelty. So the way the Torah promotes killing an animal for food is in the least painful way possible. And aside from that, it's probably not Tzar Bali Chaim, not the Behuda, Madura Tinyana Yardaya Seminyur points out that anything that provides human benefit is not included in Tzar Bali Chaim. He was asked about hunting. So he said, technically, if it's sport and it's enjoyable and it's something that you benefit from and you can use the skins or whatever you can, so it's not going to be Tzar Bali Chaim technically, because there's human benefit. He says, with that said, I wouldn't recommend hunting. If you look at the figures in Tanakh who went hunting, we're talking about Esav, Nimrod, these aren't exactly our heroes that went hunting, but on a technical level, certainly shechita, which is something we make a bracha on, is and provides a very basic benefit of food, is not Tzar Bali Chaim. But vegetarianism as an ideology, we don't find any specific objections in Chazal to a person becoming a vegetarian because he wants to limit his intake of meat for physical or spiritual reasons. But we do find some objections to it as an ideology, meaning one has the right to say, I don't like meat, but to say that meat is bad is it's not something that is Rav Kook has a whole arichus on this. In Rav Kook's writings, a lot of times he refers to vegetarianism as some sort of ideal, in an ideal world where we wouldn't need to eat animals, like Adam Arishon was not allowed to eat animals, so in some sort of ideal we wouldn't be able to eat animals. However, he's always talking lasalavo, in an ideal world. In terms of practical issues, he actually expresses four major concerns, Rav Kook. First of all, he says promoting such an agenda that we shouldn't eat meat implies that we figured everything else out, meaning that cruelty to animals, that's our only problem. In terms of cruelty to human beings and all the other social welfare and other things, that we've all taken care of. Enmity between nations, racial relations, that's all done. We're good with that. It's just the animal. That's the last thing to solve. And we have a lot more to solve before we worry about something like the focus on the welfare of an animal. Second, he says, the current human condition does not allow man to control his desire for meat. Meaning, if this were to become a norm that people don't eat meat, man will inevitably violate that norm. And once it becomes a societal norm and he's violating that one, so then he'll violate other societal norms. Meaning, once he's allowed to eat meat, once he's going to be breaking the rules and eating meat anyway, so he'll eat human meat also. He'll violate cannibalism also, Rav Kook writes. Third, he says, man is given dominion over animals to impress upon him his spiritual superiority to animals, and because of our spiritual superiority, we have heightened moral obligations. If we don't have a sense of our superiority over a behemoth, then we're likely not to appreciate how heightened our moral obligations are, how we have to live a different kind of life than animals live. And finally, he points out that generally speaking, we find a lot of times that morally corrupt people will attempt to satisfy their sense of morals by channeling it in some direction or another. Meaning every human being has a certain instinct toward moral behavior, but if people want to do things that are completely immoral and disgusting and terrible, they'll find some sort of avenue to channel morality. So a lot of times what you find, and this we do find sometimes, that people will channel the morality toward animal cruelty, that they're going to protect animals as a way to satisfy that need for morality at the expense of real morality, at the expense of things that they should be human relations and basic things that they should be moral about. Germans, there's stories abound in Nazi Germany how Germans would watch unaffected while Jewish neighbors were taken to the crematoria, and right afterwards they would turn their attention to the welfare of household pets that were left behind. More worried about the household pets than they were about fellow human beings. You know, the people from PETA, where they, you know, a while back, it was a big story, they objected to how could the Palestinians send a bomb on a donkey. They strapped a bomb to a donkey. How could they do that to the donkey, to strap a bomb to the donkey? That's what they were worried about, the donkey? They weren't worried about the fact that he was strapping a bomb going to a crowded Israeli market? So it's this, the focus on the morality is could sometimes lead to very disturbing places. The Gemara Sachem and Daf Mem Teslam and Beis comments that Amei Haaretz are not allowed to eat meat, and the Rama writes in the Tshuva Simin Samachay that means because of all the laws that you need to know in order to be able to eat meat, Shechita, Melicha, Nikur, so it would be very difficult for an Amei Haaretz to eat kosher meat. Nowadays, that's not a problem. We have it. We have a kashrus industry that takes care of these things. All the Amei Haaretz has to do is look for that OU or whatever Ashkacha he wants to rely on. So it's very similar to one of the explanations Mr. Brewer quotes in Taf Tzad Dalet about why we eat milchigs and shvuas. That right after Matan Torah, we didn't have time to study all the necessary laws to be able to eat meat properly, so we had to have milchigs on the day after Matan Torah. But again, this is from a moral perspective. Rav Kook has these issues with someone who takes the vegetarian stand from a moral perspective rather than from a health perspective. But let's say it's not a moral issue, it's a health issue. A person just doesn't like meat, a person wants to be a vegetarian, they like to eat in a certain way. Is that ever going to pose a problem in terms of Shabbos and Yontif? So first, in terms of Shabbos, So it seems that meat on Shabbos is recommended, but not at all required. The Gemara in Shabbos, Taf Kuf Yud Chasam Beis, gives many examples of foods that you're allowed to eat to fulfill Oneg Shabbos. Fish and beets and garlic, implying that meat is not a significant requirement on Shabbos. The Rambam in the Perashah Mishnayos to Nedarim in the 9th Parak Mishnah Vav refers to eating meat on Shabbos and Yantav as a Chiyuv, but in Hilcha Shabbos in the 30th Parak, Halacha Yud, he refers to it as a nice way to do Oneg Shabbos, but not quite a chiyuv. If you enjoy meat, so that's a good way to enjoy Shabbos by having meat. If you're only going to have meat once a week, it should be on Shabbos. And we always pass like the Mishnah Torah against the Pirush HaMishnayos. It's more authoritative if it came later. So we pass like the Mishnah Torah. Shulchan Aruch in Yardeas and Mishin Memal Sivav says that although an Onen is not allowed to eat meat, he's allowed to eat meat on Shabbos. But is he obligated to eat meat on Shabbos? No obligation to eat meat on Shabbos. So l'chora, there's no chiyuv dafka to have meat on Shabbos. Now Yom Tov is a little trickier, because Yom Tov, in addition to the din of Oneg, which you have in Yom Tov also, there's a din of Simchas Yom Tov. There's a major discussion whether there's such a din called Simchas Shabbos. Rabbi Levin told me he was looking into this recently. Rabbi Ganak has in one of his Svarim in Gan Shoshanim a whole piece on Simchas Shabbos, and he points out that Tosfos Moed Katan says there's no din of Simchas Shabbos. The Yerushalmi sounds like there is a din of Simchas Shabbos. Pashto said the Torah Tamima, Rabbi Levin was telling me, holds very strongly that there is a din of Simchas Shabbos. But Yom Tov, there's no discussion. Yom Tov, there's definitely a din of Simchas Yom Tov. Is the only way to fulfill that through meat? So the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Tes tells us, Bezman Shabbos Mikdash Kayim Ein Simcha L'Bebasar, Ach Shoshem Beis Mikdash Kayim Ein Simcha L'Beyayin. That when the Beis Mikdash was around, it was meat, the meat of the Karbanos. Nowadays, it's only Yayin. So the simple understanding of the Gemara is that nowadays, meat is not essential for Simchas Yom Tov. That's how the Ritva writes in Kiddushin Gimel and Beis, the Tshuva of the Rosh Bash and Simon Kofayin Vav, that it's not essential. However, some hold that even when the Beis HaMikdash was around, it was also not an absolute requirement. So much so that Tos Yumadav Gimel and Al, the Ran and Sukkim and Beis and Beis, based on the Gemara and Pesachim and Davayin Alv and Chagigadav Ches, that it was only the Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar to fulfill Simchas Yom Tov in that way. That maybe even when the Beis HaMikdash wasn't around, you had to bring Shalmei Simcha, but maybe there were other ways to fulfill the Mitzvah of Simcha besides for eating the meat. The Rambam, however, writes that nowadays the way to fulfill Simchas Yom Tov is men eat meat and drink wine, and that's how we fulfill Simchas Yom Tov. So the Rambam poses a bit of a problem, meaning if there's still a din for Simchas Yom Tov that we need to eat meat, so l'chora, when one, and the Rambam holds that it still does apply nowadays, even though it sounds like it's against the Gemara, the Rambam, it would mean that it would be a technical problem to become a vegetarian, because you're going to be foregoing that requirement of Simcha. So what do we do about the fact that the Rambam is against the Gemara? So the Marshal writes that it used to be, the way the Rambam understands the Gemara is that it used to be when the Beis HaMikdash was around, just meat was enough, even if you only drank it with water. Nowadays, Ein Simcha L'Beyayin means in addition to meat. Not only do you need meat, you also need Yayin, because the meat itself is not as joyous as it used to be, because it used to be carbon meat. The Bach says that meat used to be superior to wine. Now meat is inferior to wine, but it's still significant enough to be a kiyum of Simcha. The fact that meat is crucial to Simchas Yom Tov, says the Bach, can be proven from the Mishnah's requirement to let people know about Osav Espinos status of any animal that they sell in the days leading up to Yom Tov. And the Mishnah Masech Kulin says that there are four times a year where you have to tell somebody who's buying an animal, oh, I sold its offspring today, so that they'll know that the offspring is probably being shechted today, and they shouldn't shech the mother today, because that's going to be a violation of Osav Espinos. So you see that clearly in the days leading up to Yom Tov, those are the days where everyone's eating meat. Why? Must be because there's a mitzvah to eat meat. So that's the Shitas HaRambam. Now, even assuming we need meat for Yom Tov, there's a question whether you need it at every meal or you only need it once a day. That's a whole different discussion, which l'chora won't make enough kamina for a vegetarian, because a vegetarian doesn't want to have it even once a day. A major enough kamina, whether meat's necessary in Yom Tov or not, would involve converting a vegetarian to Judaism. Let's say a guy wants to convert to Judaism, but he's going to be a vegetarian. If you hold it's a mitzvah of Simcha that you need to have meat on Yom Tov, so you say you can't convert al menas that you're not going to observe one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. But if you say that it's not a kiyum of the mitzvah of Simcha, it's not a requirement, not a chiyuv of the mitzvah of Simcha, so gesunt eid. So Pashtus is that Pashtus is really not like the Rambam, that meat is like the Gemara says, meat is is only Bezman Shabbos HaMikdash Haya Kayam. So the major, in summary, the two major concerns about being a vegetarian from a Torah perspective are, one, if you view it as like this moral obligation, that often is a sign of a corrupt sense of morality, at least in the real world that we live in this world that we live in. Lasa Lava may be a different story. And number two, the other concern is this concern about Simchas Yom Tov. You're going to be choshish for the Shittas HaRambam, that Simchas Yom Tov can only be fulfilled with meat. So then Lechara, it could provide a challenge if one wants to concern himself with the Shittas HaRambam. But if a person is worried about his health and the doctor tells him he shouldn't eat meat, then Pashtus is, you can rely on all the other Shittas in the Rishonim that you can fulfill Simcha in other ways, just have plenty of wine, and it's not a moral obligation, it's a health obligation, where a person is trying to watch himself and make sure that he maintains a healthy lifestyle.